Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. I'm very grateful you chose to be with me on this fifth day of July. And that's what this program is being recorded and aired for. And yesterday I answered Jess's question, and I'm sure I'm going to get more hot water today. And so I think it's interesting that we are in this position, especially when you think in terms of our loyalties and all of that towards what, a corrupt government. I think we all know that it's corrupt, but we have to understand the roots of that, which is human nature. And while that is not an excuse for the corruption that goes on in our government, it's still the purpose and the reason for it is corruptness. Remember, every politician has a way of talking the average person with a pedestrian mentality into doing whatever they want. So this question from Connie in San Diego. You say goodness is important. How are we to do goodness in a government and in a country that is filled with selfishness and hate? Connie, you are point on, right on. It is a difficult thing. We lack character. That's why. That's how. That's the problem. We have no character. We would never go against the grain of emotional tides that bind us to the worst part of ourselves. And that's exactly what goes on with the lack of character in our country. You hear all these people, rah, bah, boom, you know, vote for me, don't vote for him, and this guy's an idiot. We have a president who is, shall we say, candid about his emotionality. He's very immature. But then again, he represents exactly the American public. He does. He is the face of the American public. He is the voice of the American public. This is what people want. Now, they didn't know what they were in for, but this is what they want. Now, I take the attitude of this. We are in a harmony in this world, and the government we get is the government we deserve, okay? We all understand that. But we have to look at this thing needs to fall apart. This whole government thing, that's what we need, a reconstitution of the Constitution. And we're not going to get that. There's too many politicians with their snouts in the public trough, as I call it, and that isn't going to happen. So you and I need to sit back and observe and watch as this thing deteriorates. Now, I know, you know, your loyalties and your ego get all riled up and huffed up, but what are you going to do? You're either a part of this problem that you see, as Connie talks about, or you're not. The object of the game is to live in the world, but not let the world live in you. That's the key. Most people can't do that. When it comes to politics or self-righteousness, self-preservation, people have very strong ideas about that, very strong emotions. And of course, they don't help people. The strong emotions of wanting to do what seems right. What is right? What is righteousness? Really look at it. What is it? How do you know you're right? How do you know? How does anybody know? There is something that must transcend our self-righteousness, our self-preservation. It is the sake of our goodness. Good must precede me. Goodness must be more important to me than righteousness. And what if that goodness has nothing to do with what we think of as righteousness? What if all of this is a much bigger thing than we can imagine? And we're just pawns to ourselves. We're the ones that are the issue and the problem. I was looking at Pew Research the other day. 70% of all high school graduates, do not go to college. They just don't go. You know those guys, those people you knew in high school. Maybe you're one of them. What are you going to do after high school? I don't know. I don't know. We lack purpose. We lack character. We have no strong sense of what it means to have a sense of consciousness, a sense of love inside of us. Hate never yet dispelled hate, as the Buddha taught us. Only love dispels hate. So, you're not going to change the government. You're not going to change the masses, the uneducated, the people that wouldn't go to college, can't go to college, didn't care to go to college, whatever it is. Even an education can help a person, but if that education is underwritten by prejudice and fear, then that isn't going to work either. There is no way out of the human dilemma. That's the point of it. So freedom for us is, to the average person, being able to do whatever they want to do. And that's not it. Freedom is not the right nor the ability to do whatever I please. Freedom comes from understanding and respecting the limits of human nature, the natural limits that are there, how we are. And instead of rewarding people for being violent and unkind, selfish and prideful, by accepting the limits of our, well, our society, our culture, our emotionality, our human nature, rather than fighting them, rather than doing that, we begin to understand and accept the limits, the inevitability of our limits. And instead of accentuating them, we would have the character to transcend them. But we don't do that. We're a religious lot of people. We like a religion that is based in the sacrifice of a man who lived 2,000 years ago, who said he was the light of the world, and he was the light of the world. He was absolutely magnificent, but we are not. We are not his disciples. We're still looking to fight and kill and do what we think is right. If we succumb to these desires, we lose control. So here's the deal, Connie. Our goodness must exceed our fears, our doubts, our desires, our ambitions, our sense of righteousness. And that ain't gonna happen. The American public has no rails. They live in the whole idea of self-preservation. And that can change at any moment and turn into anything it wants to turn into. And that's just the way it is with people. They don't wake up. So, what do we have to look forward to, as you say in your email? How do we do goodness in a world of selfishness and hate? We remain firm in consciousness. We remain firm in compassion. We remain firm in forgiveness. We remain firm in mercy, no matter what. And that is what it's really all about. Maybe there are just a few of us on this great earth that would be able to see all of this as being important, but most people, they're not going to do that because they lack a sense of consciousness. And that is something that you can't make a person do and be and practice. This is something that is a life lesson that people need to learn on their own the way they need to learn it. So that's my answer to you, Connie. And I want to thank you for your little comments. They were very, very kind and forthright. Let love live you. That's my motto. And if you do, if you can allow for that, then your life is your own and you don't have to live under the guise of a government that is harsh and cruel, which ours is. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you'll all be able to forgive me for this one. We'll be back on the air next week if they let me. Please forgive me, as always. Namaste.